into the surface of the sake, so and he used it, so then you don't have to be chaylev. When do you have to be chaylev? Only if it wasn't made spotless clean. And Shamnunes remained nidvak bidev neasaki. So then you have to be chaylev. So he says, even though we know that it's not a miyemei, so we still have to be chaylev. But it's nice and tam l'dam. So the sheet of the Rashba is, there's the machleket Rashenim, that as far as the grease that adheres to the surface of the keilah is concerned, so even after 24 hours, it's not pogo. Only balua after 24 hours. But the thing that adheres to the surface of the keilah does not become pogo after 24 hours. So there are 2 days in Shochanoruch, in Simen Kuf Gimel, the Mechaba mentions two lishenes. So one, the first lotion is like the Rashba, and it's also the sheet of the Raivet, and the second lotion is the sheet of the Ram, that even ligabe, even vis-a-vis grease that adheres to the surface of the keile, we still say that after 24 hours it is nice and tam l'dam. But the Rashba sheet is that vis-a-vis a BN that adheres to the surface, so it's not a tampon. So that's why he says that from Yedea Sheine B'Yemei, Tzorech Likleif, Mikim B'Zashrite, V'Shumen HaNidvag B'Deif Ne'asakin, Eini Nivgam, V'Nivra B'Deif Ne'asakin, V'Adeini Ovi Yorozal, V'Adeini Ovi Zal Kosav, D'Afilo B'Stam, Sheine Yedea Yimu B'Yemei, Imlaam, Eini Tzorech Likleipe V'Lo Yadoche. Why? Because the shite of the Rosh is that afilo bistam, and even though stam sakin has shumen dovuk, but the shite of the Rosh is like the Ram. So memele, that means that not only balua after 24 hours is an eisen tam pogum, but even if there is a grease adhering to the surface, so it's still nesin tam livgam. So maybe when do we say Kalev? When does Rav say Kalev according to the Rosh? Only if we know that it's a Beyemei. Stam is a Beyemei. But suppose we know it was used by the Yedik Chovi Leisa the same day. So then it's Kalev. ועדינו אובי זהו כוסף אפילו בסתם של ידי ימי אמרה וניצור לקליק ולהדוח ואם הוא יודע שהוא בימי יזכה לביס השחית so that was the old sopaskins like Rav not like Rav המאחון אבל אם יוכל להשחית בלך התחיל ההודעה של יקל לביס השחית לשם הישכח ולא יהיה כוסף הרעש ואם סופו אינו עצו יוד פעמים בקרקע כושה אין צורך קליפה שאין ביסה שחיתה כריסי ארגומו שיפליט מה שביסקין ויבליאנו ביבוסו. In other words, the Rashba shite is not like Rashi. Rashi doesn't distinguish between havloye and havlote. Rashi distinguishes between dovarach and dovarkoshi. But the Rashba does not distinguish between Dovarach and Dovakosh. He distinguishes between Avloy and Aflote. So, between Avloy and Aflote. So in other words, in the Rashba, here paskins like Rav. But of course, we paskin, everybody paskins like the Mandoma, Hilchas Afilu B'Tzeinim. So, Memele, the Machlikes in the Rashba explains it in whom. The machleket between the mandoma who says by sakin shel treifo, so is bechamin, and the mandoma who says by sakin shel treifo is bitzeinim, is on the question as to whether the chibis hashchite together with tuchke nisakine, or together with tuchke nisakine, so is capable of being mafli. So The Mandor Maru says, the Mandor Maru says, Bitzei Bechamim. So he says that Chen Beis Ashrite is capable not only of being Mavliya into the Sakin, but it's capable even of being Mavlit from the Sakin. So Mimele, he says, if Isakin was used, and if Isakin was used once, you cannot use it unless you make a golem and the sakin. Because if you just rinse it in cold water, so because through being used on the behemoth treifor, it was belay the shamunis of treifor. And when it's used without a golem and the behemoth sheor, it will be mafli the shamunis, and that will be absorbed by the bisashrite of the behemoth sheor, So, but Mandoma who says bitzein in the way you passed, so he says that the chim bisashrite is incapable of being maflit from the sakin. So Mimele, he says, as long as you rinse the sakin shel treifo in cold water, so all the ben was removed. True, it might have been belaya the sakin, might have been belaya shamunes, but when you use the same sakin, the clean sakin, and the beim okshiro, so the chibis ashrite, according to the mandoma who says, that Bitzeinein will not be able to be mafrit the shamnestrei for, but he can still hold that it will be capable of being mavliya. So mimele, he can agree with Rav that it's kelim. So because of the shamnunes. Because of the shamnunes that is nidvakal, the deifli asakin, so that will be absorbed by the bisashrite. So that's why it has to be him. This is what he says. Because of Rashbo, he says, Vim sofo in oatzo yutpo min bikarka koshe, in tzorich klipe. שאם בישחיתה קריסי אגמו שיעפלית מה שבסאקים ויעבלנו בבוסו. In view of the fact that we pass like the mandoma bitzeinen, so mele, true we pass like Rav. So that's only because of the shamnunes that is nidvak al difni asakim. So if he didn't knock it in the karkat 10 times, so then that shamnunes anidvak remains on the surface, remains impregnated in the surface, and when you use that sakin with the shamnunes anidvak on the surface, you use it in shechting the behemok sheo, so then it will be nivra through the twin bisashrite in the bisashrite. So mele you have to be kelim. Mashen came if before you use it on the behemoth, you knock it off against the hard karka, so that will take out the shamnunes and itvekes very well. So what will remain? Just blie. But since we pass like the mandoma bitzeinen, so that means that chimbis ashrite together with derkenisakine are incapable of being mafrit. They are only capable of being mavliya. So avloye there couldn't be any because funitze bikarka yutbomim, so you knocked off all the shamunes and itbekes, and the belua will not be niflat through the chremis ashrite, according to mandoma that ilches afil bitzeinen. We pass like that mandoma, so that's why the Rashba says. ואם סופו אינו עצו יתפום בקרק הקושי עם צורך קליפה שאם בשחית יקרית יגומו שיפל מה שבסק מבן את בוסר סעקין ששאוחד בו כשאירו אף על פי שמולוך להרבידם מוטל לשרבי פעם אחרס אבל לא עושה לחתר בו ריסייך so if he sat in was shochad bokshero even though it's meluch larbidam So it's mutar lishon pa'am acheres. Why is it mutar lishon pa'am acheres? After all, we passed in the trimbis ashritet together with durke disakine. Together with durke disakine, he is able to be mavliya. So, and here it's meluchla bidam. So memele, the dam will be nivla in the second behemoth that he uses at nishachtim. In which he uses the sakin in shechting. So the answer is because we are not worried about the dam being nivla, because in as much as the bisashchita the simonim are told lifli dam, so either the tride lifli dam lo balet, so they cannot be bleyada. So that's why it's muta sakin shishochad b'ksheiro aval pishimuluch labidam muta lishul parachares aval osel achter boriseach. But that's the member of Rav Nachman. That's the member of Rav Nachman. No, and how does the Rashba explain? So how does the Rashba reconcile the member of Rav Nachman daf kuf yud aleph with our gemore that hilchas afilu b'tzeinen? So the Rashba says that the reason, too, here the Gemara paskin silchas afilu b'tzeinen. Why? Because chimbis ashrite together with durke disakine are incapable of being mafrit from the sakin. That's the reason as to why tzeinen is enough. But it is capable of being mavliya into the sakin. It is capable of being mavliya into the sakin. Into the sakin. And because we passed like Rav, that Caleb, so just as it is capable of being Mavliya into the Bisashchite, it is capable of being Mavliya into the Sakin as well. Hence, the Din of Rav Nachman, Sakin Sheshochat Bokshero, also Lacht Boriseach, even though he rinsed it in cold water. But why? Because the cold water can only remove the Behem, the droplets of dam, but they cannot. The cold water cannot extract the droplets of dam that are bolua in the interior of the sakin. And then when he takes that sakin and he cuts a hot apple, so memele, that's a risei agomo, so memele, that will be mafrit. True, we passed in hilchas afilu b'tzeinen that chemis ashrite together with durke disakine are incapable of being mafrit from the sakin. But if risei agomo al deish, so that is capable of being mafrit. So memele, it's also achter the riseach. Sakin shishochad b'ksheiro, aval pishimuluch labidam, mutal lishri paracheres, aval os lachter riseach, umutal achter tzeinen al diatoche, shed dechanut chilo. Visakin shishochad b'treifo, also lishri b'paracheres, at shi dechenu b'tzeinen, o yikarchenu b'dobakoshe, v'neyagin, v'neyagin ato lekanchi yofe, v'sara b'imo, v'gen shchite u'shchite, v'shap dome, this is what the Torah says. Now, the Rashba says that im shochad b'lo yadoche, so then he has to be caliph, the Beis Hashrit. The Rashba says. But the Torah says, v'im shochad b'lo yadoche, so is yadiyah Beis Hashrit. Yadiyah Beis Hashrit. So the Marshal is Masik on the Torah. The Mechaber happens to pass like the Tur, but the Mashal is Masik on the Tur, and of course the Mashal agrees with the Shittas HaRashbo. The Rashbo says that true we pass in Hilchas Afilu B'Tzeinen, so that's why do we pass in Hilchas Afilu B'Tzeinen, even though we pass in the first Machlekes Kelev, because we pass in the first Machlekes Kelev, because Chim Bisashkite together with Durke Disakine are capable of being Mavliya, but they are incapable of being Mavlit. So Mimele, if he did rinse the Sakin Shel Treifo, so then we have no problem, because the Chim Bisashkite cannot be Mavlit, the Shamunes of Treifo. But if he wasn't even Madiach, so he had the Shamunes Nidbak on the daven of the sakin, And then he shecht. So since we pass like Rav that Kalev, that means that Rimbi Sashrita is capable of being Mavliya. So here, the Shamunis of Treifo, that was not washed off, because no Adoche was made. So Mimele, that could have become absorbed in the Rimbi Sashrita. So how does it avail us just to rinse off the Bisashrite? We should be Kalev the Bisashrite. This is what Rashba says. But the Tur says, Yadia Bisashrite. So their mashal is Masi. And the Shach says that this is a very strong Asogi on the Tur and on the Mechaber, who passes like the Tur. But the Taz gives it Eretz. But we'll see, the Pshat, the Taz. But the mashal is Masi on the Shite of the Tur. ידיה ביזה שחיתה. ואם רוגל נשחית בטריפס, תודיע, צורך נעיצה אס הפועמים בקרקע קושי. In other words, you see, הדוחה can only wash off something that adheres to the sacking superficial, does not become impregnated in the sacking. There are two kinds of grease that adhere to a surface. There is one type of grease that adheres superficially to the surface of a keleh. That can be removed through adoche. Then there is another type of grease that does not adhere merely superficially, that adheres so well to the surface of the keleh that it mamish becomes impregnated into the surface of the keleh. So adoche cannot wash off. Hadoche can only wash off a superficial adhesion, but Hadoche cannot wash off an adhesion that is mamish impregnated into the surface. So if the adhesion took place through a single use, so then it can be washed off to Hadoche. But if the adhesion took place through a constant use, so then it becomes impregnated, then in order to remove it, so hadoch is not enough, then we have to rub it. So let's say if you knock it against the hard carpet 10 times, so that will remove it. Alright, so the only difficult thing is this aloch of the two, v'imshochat boi b'lo yadoche yadia b'sashrit. Everything else is not different.
Simen Yud. Sakin shel mishamshe yivdei abnis chovim. Sakin shel mishamshe abnis chovim. Chodosh. That means, chodosh means that he was not mishtameish b'cham. Because if he was not mishamish altogether, so then it's not kashmish al rizot. But if it was nishtamish b'tzeinet, not b'chamit, so kashmish al rizot it is. But there is no problem with bliyeh. Or Yoshein, Shein b'mishum gilav yichovim, even if it's a Yoshein, it was nishtamish b'chami, but we are machsheret, we extracted the bliya. So there is no problem with bliya. So, but the problem is with the yiser of nenem av tashmish av nizor, is muta lishche b'behem or b'riyo, a healthy behem, mipnei shul mikalki, so he's not considered to be nenem. Because the element of detriment is much more than the benefit. Why? Because as long as the behema was alive, so it was worth so much more. In other words, because it is capable of raising vlodes and lechrishe, but when you shecht it, so the only use that you can extract from it is achille, that's all. So mimele, the element of kilkel is more than the element of benefit. So Mimele is not considered Nene. V'osho mishchit b'misukenes, because then the element of Hanoye is substantial. B'pnei shu misaki. Sakin shalim kichovim sheyischizei berechayim. Shaloi. Oy imhoyo yofe she'em beit gimeis v'noatzei bikarako koshe esa pomi v'hakei shochat bei izmuta. So, in other words, if now in Simen Kufchov, so the Shulchan Aruch mentions two days. The Shitas Rambam is that that sharpening it and filing it in a rechayim is as effective as libun. The sheet of the Rashbo is that hashchoze berechayim is only effective in order to use that zakin shalivik chovim b'tzeinet. But you cannot use it b'cham, because the sheet of the Rambam means that hashchoze berechayim is as effective as libun gomu. But the Rashbo is chet. Now, so in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Kufchov, both days are mentioned. But one thing is sure, that as far as Nietzsche Bikar Ke Yud Piomi, that is not as effective as Libun, it's not as effective as Agole, but the Nietzsche Bikar Ke Yud Piomi is only effective to knock out any BM that adheres to the sake. So there are two kinds of BN that adhere to a kelim. There is one kind of a BN that adheres to the kelim that can be removed by a doche, by rinsing it. So you wash it off. But there is another kind of a BN that is not only adheres to the surface and that is easily removable, but it becomes, it adheres so hard to the, it is so attached to the surface of the kele that it is mamesh impregnated into the surface of the kele. So rinsing it will not be enough. Sometimes you see a certain being, but it's impregnated into the kele, into the surface of the kele. But you can see it with your eyes. You can see the grease with your eyes. But it's impregnated. So rinsing will not be enough. Rinsing it. In other words, rinsing, hadoche is only effective to remove a superficial adhesion, but not an adhesion that is impregnated into the surface. So, but Nietzsche Bikar Ke Yud Piomi, Nietzsche Bikar Ke Yud Piomi will knock out any thorough adhesion that is impregnated into the surface. So, but all the Rishayim will agree, even the Rambam Shite is only that Ashchoze is as effective as Libun, and you can use it B'chami after that. But Nietzsche so even the Rambam is made that it will only remove the BN, it will not extract the Belua. Alright. And then, when is Nietzsche Bikarke Esapomim enough? If it doesn't have any Bgimes. But if it has Bgimes, if it has Natchez, so then some grease gets into the Natchez. So it's not shayach to knock, you see, because you cannot knock it, because it will not. How does the knocking bikarke take out the bn? Only through the friction. But if it has gimes, so there is not. So you don't have even any contact between the grease and the karke. So only if it has no gimes. We know how to bikarke koshes upon it. V'hakein shochat bei is muta. Is muta. Now, why is it muta? So the shite of the Mordechai is that it's only muta to shecht it, to shecht, to use that zakin for shchite, if that sakin is an ein beyemei. But if the sakin is a ben yemei, so then there is blie, and needs a bikarka koshe es apomim is only effective to knock out the ben that is impregnated, but not the belua. So mimele, you still cannot use the sakin in shechting it. So according to the Mordechai, when do we say that nuatzu bikarka koshe es apomim? So v'akein shochad b'muter, only if the sakin is an ene b'yemei. But if the sakin shalom l'chovim was used in the same day, so then, even if you are v'karkes apomim, you still cannot use the sakin for shvitim. But the Mechaba doesn't mention that. So it seems that the Mechaba doesn't pass like the Mordechai. The Mechaba doesn't pass like the Mordechai. Why? Because the Mechaba shite is, like most Rishenim, that Beis HaShchite together with Durke Nisakine, it doesn't make any difference whether we say Beis HaShchite is Reseach or we say that Beis HaShchite is Seinen, but together with the Durke Nisakine, so it is Mavliya, so it can only be Mavliya in something that is soft, but not, it cannot be mavliya in something hard, like the, it cannot be mavlit. Anyway, I mean, whether it can be mavliya in something hard or not, like the sakin, that's the machlikas between Rashi and the Rashbo. But both Rashi and the Rashbo will agree that the Pchim B'Sashvite is incapable, alibe de hilchase, to be mavlit from isak. Yes, what is it? What? One second. So Memele, the Mechaber doesn't pass like the Mordechai. So that's why the Mechaber says, Imoyu Yofe Sheim Bit Gimeis, Vinuatu Bikarak Kosher, Esapomi, Vahakein Shochat Bey, Vahakein Shochat Bey is Muter, even, and the Pashas Aloshin is Mashma, even if it is Eben Yeme, so it's Muter. Seeing why? Because as far as the grease is concerned, as the ben is concerned, so the nitzah mikarke knocks it out. And as far as the belua is concerned, so even if we say that the sakin, so of course this sakin certainly has belua because it was used b'chamim by David Chovim, but so as far as a flote from Isakin is concerned, so Chim B'Sashchite cannot be mafleet from a Dovor Koshek Isakin, from something that is relatively hard like Isakin. Oh, the Mordechai Shite is that Chim B'Sashchite can be mafleet even from something that is relatively hard. Something that is relatively hard like Isakin. So Memele, the Mordechai says, the Mordechai holds that it is osea to use it for shrite if it is a meyemi. Now, what will the Mordechai do with other gemara? Alright, so here he passes like Rav, not like Rabbi Vachoni. In the first machlik is dafres. But how about the second machlekes? There, the Gemara itself says, "V'il chesafil v'tzeinen." So the Rashi says, Rashi reconciles Rav's din of Kalev with "V'il chesafil v'tzeinen" by saying that chemis hashchite cannot even be mavliya in something hard, certainly not be mafit. The Rashbo reconciles Rav's din of Kalev with the Hilchas Afil B'Tzeinein by saying that Chim B'Sashchite can be mavliya into something hard, but it cannot be mavlit from something hard. But according to the Mordechai, so Chim B'Sashchite can even be mavlit from something that is relatively hard. So how will the Mordechai reconcile Rab's Din of Kalev in the first Machlekes with the other machlekes, where the Gemara itself paskens v'hilchase afilu b'tzeinen, why should rinsing in cold water be enough. After all, Chaim B'Sashchitem was Mavliya into the sacking when it was used on the Treife. And then when he uses it on the Behemok Sheiro, so it will be Mavlit. So we have to say that the Mordechai will agree with the Balamoya Shite and the Rav Amiri Shite in Chum. So the Balamoya Shite and so they say that there is a difference between something that was used b'Yisea constantly, like Saki Shalim v'Kichovim. So there it can be Mavliya, it can be Mavliya, and it can be Mavlit, and something that was used al Dvar Yisea only once, like Sakin Shel Treifo. In other words, only once it was used. So Memele, the Mordechai will say, so in the case, so in other words, it means Chembis Ashrite, in the case of Sakin Shel Yivdik Chovim, where it was used constantly by Yivdik Chovim and Yisea, so it has an excess of Bliye, so that Sakin has an abundance of Bliye, so then when that Sakin is used, if it is a Beyeme, and it is used on a Behemo, so on account of the abundance of Bliye that the Sakin possesses, so the Chimis Ashrite will be mafleet a certain fraction of the Balua. You see, Chimis Ashrite is not Risei Agomo. Risei Agomo can be mafleet everything. Let's say Risei Haleich. But Chimis Ashrite can only be mafleet a portion of the Balua. So it all depends how much Bliya there is in the Saki. So Saki Shleilik Chovim, there is an abundance of Bliya. So through the Chimis Ashrite will not extract all the Bliya of the Saki, but just a portion of it. But the portion of it, on account of the abundance of Bliya that the Saki possesses, so even a portion of it can aser the Beis Ashrite. Mashein kein sakin shel treifo, sakin shel treifo. So true, it was beleya. The shamunis of the treifo. So it doesn't have an abundance. It doesn't have an excess of bliye. Just a little bit of bliye, and the chemis ashrite will not extract the whole thing that is bulwa. If it is oversaturated with Bliyas Yisea, so mainly the Chimis Ashrite will be maflit enough to ask. But if it is not oversaturated with Bliya, just a little bit, and the Chimis Ashrite will not be maflit the whole thing, just a fraction of that little bit. The fraction of that little bit is not enough to give down. So mainly it's mutter. So that's why the Mordechai says that if it is in the case of Saki Shel Yichovim, so Nitze Bikarka is only all right to shech, to use the Sakin, if it's an Ene B'yeme, but if it is B'yeme not. V'im shochat lei b'loi shum hechsher, madiar beis ashrite. So with that Mordechai, you will be able to understand the two. We'll be able to understand the two. I mean in Siv Gim. Alright. So, Vim Shochat Bebeloishim Hechsher, Madiar Beis Ashrit. So, if he was Sheikhed without any Hechsher, so then Madiar Beis Ashrit. In other words, that's like the Psak Rambam, who passes like Rabbi Vachone. Vim Kolaf Harizim Shubach. There's the Roshna Rambam. The Rambam passes like Rabbi Vachone, that Hadoch is enough, but still he says Vim Kolaf Harizim Shubach. In Perik Yudzayim, Milchas Macholas Asures, Halacha Zayin. Halikiach Sakim Minahak Bezichovim Milabno Beish או עם השחיזו ברחיים שלו, ואם הוא יסוסק עם יופי שאין בו פגימס, די לו אם לא עצו בקרקע קושי הסופומים, ואיכו בו צינם. ואם הוא יהיו בו פגימס, או אישו הוא יסו יופו, ורוצו לאכל בו חמין, או ילישחי בו מלבנו, או עם השחיזו כולו. So that's the Shilis Rambam, that Ashchose, I Berechaim, is as good as Livu. Shochat bo, Kedem Sheyitareno, Madiach Mikim Ashchite. Like Rabbi Barachone, Vim Kol Afarizim Shumach. Now we have to understand the Shilis Rambam. Why Monefshach? If he passed this like Rabbi Barachone, why does he say Vim Kol Afarizim Shumach? What is it? I mean, if the Aloche is like Rabbi Barachone, that means that chimbis hashchite cannot be mavlit. Chimbis hashchite cannot be mavlit. So why do we say that chimbis hashchite cannot be mavliyayim to the beis hashchite. So why does he say in kol hafariz mishubach? That we have to understand. But then the Ramo says v'al ki yesh li kol fei. So then they say kelim point out. What does the Ramo mean v'al ki yesh li kol fei? In other words, he agrees with the Rambam that the Rambam says hafariz mishubach. So it's nice to be mishubach. No, the pshat in the Ramo is the mechaber pasuk like the Rambam. So it's only midas chasides. But the Ramo says no. Riva poski v'alki yesh li kol fei, because most rishonim pasken like Rav, not like Rav Barachone. The Rambam is among the miut poskim who pasken like Rav Barachone. So the mechaber only says kolav is a midas chasides, ari is a mishubach. But the Ramo says no. Is mechuyav al pidin to be kelim. Because we pass like that. Now we have to understand the Shittas Rambam. Why does the Rambam say Yimkol Afariz Mishubach? So it seems that the Rambam passes like Rabbi Vachone, not that Chimbis Ashrite cannot be Mavliya at all. Chimbis Ashrite can be Mavliya, but Rabbi Barachone is made according to the Rambam that chimbis hashchite can be mavliya, but chimbis hashchite can only be mavliya a very small portion of the bliya, of the sakin, a small portion of the bliya of the sakin. So memele, so it doesn't asa. So in other words, it's a minimum. The chimbis hashchite will only be mavliya a portion of the. Of the Yisrael that is Belua in the sakin Shalakum. So Mimele, that is a minimum, and it cannot give it up. So Mimele, it's Muta. But since it can be Mavliya, so Hariz Mishubach, because true, it becomes, it doesn't give any time. So he's not Mechuyev to be Caliph. Even though it a slight quantity, I mean a few particles of the Yisrael will be niflat and niflat from the sakin shalakum, and it will be absorbed by the beis hashchite, but that will be a minimum. It will not be enough to give it up. But mishubach is if he is keilim. Mishubach is. That's the shiras Rav. But Ramo paskens like Rav. So yesh li kol, uvim kim atchak she'ein lei sakin acheres muter lishchet bei kehaydavne lechatchile. In other words, because the lashon of mechaber is oy moye yofe she'ein bepgimis v'lo atzo bikarka koshes apomi v'akein shochat bei, so is muter. So in other words, they have it, but lechatchile he doesn't say. So it Rambam says b'mokim atchak, so even lechatchile he is allowed to knock it ten times and then shecht it chatchile. Avol yishchei tal minas liklei v'chakei,
But if he doesn't knock it temporarily, so then even Mokimatrak, he shouldn't check Almanas Likli. Why? Now, what's the klal? The klal is, we learned in the Simen Aleph, that if it is something that is only required lichatchile, so to be done, let's say like dikeo, testing the sheichet in ilchashchite, so then you are allowed lichatchile to let him shech with the intention of testing him later on, because even if for some reason we'll fail to test him, so nothing terrible, because it's only lechatchile. But if something is me'akev him, the eved, we are not allowed to rely on the intention of doing it later on. So here is the eved will be yourself if he will not be caliph. So the mele is not allowed even b'shasatchak to shecht it with the intention of being caliph the b'shashchita later on. Sakin sheshochad b'sheiro. That's the second machlekes in the Gemara. אף על פי שהוא מלוכלך בדם, מותר לשחוט בפעם אחרת. So, in other words, so we don't have to worry, maybe it will be, the dam will be nivla. Why? Because the behime is, the beis hashchite is tolled lifli dam, so maybe it cannot be pele. אבל עושה לאחתר ברסייח. That's the Gemara Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. The Tzakin Shal Shchite, so Osolachter Bei Riseach. Osolachter Bei Riseach. Umuter Lachter Bei Tzenei Al Dei Hadoche Sheyad Dechenu Tchilo. Sheyad Dechenu Tchilo. So we saw, I mean, that according to the Ranz Pshat in Rashi, so there is no stiret, there is no machlekes between the Gemara Daf Kuf Yud Aleph and the Gemara Daf Ches. But when the Gemara Daf Kuf Yud Aleph says, so also lachta beriseach, it means if he wasn't matiach et bitzenen. So then it's also lachzech beriseach, and if he did cut riseach, so the riseach is also. But if he did rinse it in cold water, so then it's muta lachta beriseach. That's the pshit of Rashi according to the Ram. Now according to the Rashbo, so there is a machlekes between the Gemara Rav Nachman and the Sugyet Afches, but according to the Ram, there is no machlekes. But most Rishonim say, explain the Gemara, that also lachter beviseach means that even if we rinsed it in cold water, it's still also lachter beviseach. Why? Because the chim b'sashchite was belay, through the chim b'sashchite, the sakin was belay Adam, and then when he uses it on a dovo ham, so the dovo ham mamish will be mafni the dam, and it will be absorbed by the dovo ham. So mimele it's also, this is what Mechaba passes. Avlos lachta viseyach, umutach lachta vatzeinen al deyadoche, sheyadechenu tchil. Vim reitze lahagilei, lechol beriseyach, sagalei behagole al deyiru. Afal pi, שאיני ככלי ראשי, אף על פי שאיני ככלי ראשי, נאמין, there was a girl say, אף על פי שאיני בכלי ראשי, so the Sikhilim say, that the right girl say is, אף על פי שאיני ככלי ראשי, with the call. So, why is the הגולה, or al the hero sufficient? Because true ביס השחיטה is מבלי, is בליה, but ביס השחיטה is מבליה, not the bliya gmura, it's only mavliya kedeklipi beis hashchit. It's not reseya gomor. So, and yiru is also mavliya kedeklipi and mavlit kedeklipi. So mele, in order to kasher it, we do not have to dump it in boiling water under fire mamish, but if we put it under the hot faucet and al the yiru, so it will also kasher it that way. Sakin sheshochad betreiv, also lishchit be at sheidachenu b'tzeinen. The second machlekes, or yikanchenu b'dovo koshi, v'neyagim ato yikanche yofe b'siyah abehim, bein kol shchite v'shchite v'shapedo, v'im shochad be b'loyadoche. So that's the lashon of the Torah. So the Mechaba mentioned the lashon of the Torah. The Torah says that it is that the Timshoch Abilah Doche Yadiyah B'Sashchit. So the Mashal is Masik on the two. He says, true we pasken like Rabbi Bachon. True we pasken like Rabbi Bachon. I'm sorry. True we pasken the second Machleikes, the Tilches Afil B'Zeinen. But at the same time, we pasken not like Rabbi Bachon. The Rambam is the only one who paskens like Rabbi Bachon. But most Rishonim pasken like Rav, that Kelim. So how does the Rashbo explain it? How does the Rashbo reconcile Rav's din of Kelim and Hilchas Afilu B'Tzeinin by laying down the premise that Chimbis Ashchite can be Mavliya. Chimbis Ashchite can be Mavliya. But Chimbis Ashchite cannot be Mavlit from the Saki. So Mimele, if you rinse it in cold water, so it's good enough. But if he didn't rinse it in cold water, so then there was a bien. The shamnunes of the trefillah was bien adhered to the surface of the sakin, and he used that sakin with the grease of the trefillah adhering to the sakin. So Mimele and Chimis Ashchite, so Chimis Ashchite was Bileya, was Mavliya into the base Ashchite, this grease of trefillah. So how can So what avail is the Hadoch of the Beis Ashchite? So in Chename, the Rashbo says in so many words that if he wasn't Madiyar the Sakin, Shal Treifo, and he was Sheikhetet, then we must be Kele in the Beis Ashchite. But the Tur says the reverse. So the Mashal is Masik on the Tur. The Mechabea, Paskins here like the Tur. He Paskins here like the Tur. Now, So the Shah agrees with the Mashal. Im Shocha Bebliya Toche, Sif Yutez. King Kosm Kam Kinatu, that Im Shocha Bebliya Toche, Yadi Arbeis Ashrit. Yadi Arbeis Ashrit. Vitov Sol Mashal Shom, Vabach, Dinei Loch Atchil Esagin Lesakim Badoche, Mishim Koshu Livleya Aldar Tiche, Oy Mishim Tlipolit, Mikol Mokin, in other words, Mishim Koshu Livleya, That's Rashi Shite. Oy Mishim Dlipoli, that's Rashbo Shite. Mikol Mokim Eichad Loi Dichei. Bola Bin Ashpis Ashchite Misham Nune Shu Ola Ben Vitzolach Lipen Likor Misakin Shlok Yuchovin Ochil Mashim Kiyosh Rashi Vechim Mivuye Bisifar Trumo Vechim Kosef Rashbo Vechim Rabban Ravod Vechim Mashma Lehti Beran Dishoch Betrif Vitom Misakin Shkuchom Beze So they are all Chilik on the tour But the Mechaber Paskins like the tour So in other words, the Shach appears to agree with the Mashal. The Taz. Now,
Kostens am Munde, die Liedern, die in die Kunde, die wollen die Kunde abschauen, okay? Und zwar aus dem Irakäuber, die Polsen von Mahanador, die in Matemiva, er und nach der Ruhe am Kono, die Kinder sind in die Polsen, die sagen, die Kochowin, die haben die Schritte zur Schritte, auch nicht, die sind die Schritte, die sind die Mavlia bei Asaki, auch in einem Mavlia bei Umayera, doch an Saboto, die sind die Isabel, Asaki, die haben nicht Ende, die nun Wolke, die wollen Asaki zur Hadoche, er war die Polo, Mavlia, die sind die Schritte, die sind die Schritte, Ich habe dabei, der Altbo, die soll ich sehen, ich bin nicht gehen, aber gab die Keimlon. Ich sage, die Trinke, die man doch mal sehen, Keimlon, die Rabe, ich sage, die soll die Hobby, die soll die Hobby, die Seele, die sie nicht an den Wehen, auf der Attacke, wo die Post haben, die das Kriege, wo er die Sache schon hat betrieben, die Schoch hat, wo Kegel, die Adia, wie vielleicht, die Rabe, wie vielleicht, die Rabe, sondern wo er die Trinke damit so. Die Nierle Jacke ist, da hat er so, die Nierle, Kiki di kvoyesh machleke di sakin so in chobi im abota so chuite o yadoche di nei di ishlistik shom bechumben di kere di kolmo kim kam di kiri shure di sakin chobi ye ishlistne ye chamandoma di adoche sadi atu di sakin so in chobi o di kolmo kim li nigen haloche ye ishlistik ye hach di zin kam kam kute so he explains where is the shah agrees with the sogev the masal So the Taz explains it to him, but still he says, that we shouldn't fasten like the Torah, like the Mechaber. We should fasten like the Rashba. But he still explains the Torah. So, the Chaymos is near Yochomidal. The Yesh Tei Meradal Adet Yosef, Shekotav Sheposhut Kidaat Atur, Var Yesh Machlekes Rabo, Var Tumasek. Now we have to understand what the Teretz of the Tal. What the Teretz of the Tal. So, now the Nikudet HaKetev is Matik and the Tal Teretz. Nikudet HaKetev. The Miro Yashidat Atur, the Yesh Lismech HaMandom Adat Doche Tagir, in the Noche, וחייגב לדעת סאקי מלוכלה, וגם חייסק, לקי פרוקטה, ולכול העומד, בייס השחיקה בליה מן המוחם לפונות. ואידע מייקום אשכמה ניסורי כאן, צווי מסאקים של יחובי. So he's matic. Now, as far, so he says, the shachte, the Nikudet HaKetev says, that even the Mandoma, he says, he has two kashes, two asogas. The Nikudet HaKetev makes two asogas against the Tal. Because the Tal says that in regard to Sakin Shal Treifo, if he already used the Sakin Shal Treifo, without making a doch in cold water first, and the behemoth, so then, Yishlut Mechamadom, that doch is again. So in other words, that what? Who is that? That's Rabbi Rahon. So the first I saw here in the Kudus HaKetev is that even Rabbi Rahon of the holds that Chilvus HaShchite is incapable of being that even Rabbi Rahon, who says that you don't have to be Kaleid, so it's only when he uses the Saki, when he uses a clean Saki, Shalim Tichon. So it only has the Belua, so Rabbi Rahon holds. Rabbi Bachone holds that in such a case, so you don't have to be Caliph, because according to Rabbi Bachone, so in other words, you have to be Madiach if the Sakin is not clean. If the Sakin Shalim Kehovin is not clean, then you have to be Madiach in order to wash off. In order to wash off the bein of Isa. Mashein came in the case where there is a bein and the Saki, and then he used it in Shchite, so even Rabbi Bachone will agree that Chivis HaShchite is capable of being Mavliya. Of Chivis HaShchite is capable of being Mavliya into something that is relatively and soft, like the Chivis HaShchite. So he says, "Ein de nochin, the high gavne de asakim luchla vidam treifo leke plukti ulkul alme." In other words, when the sakim is luchla with the shamunis of treifo, so then the Chivis HaShchite is sufficient to be Mavliya into something that is relatively soft, like the Chivis HaShchite. Then the second asogi is ואוי, המייקו משמו ניסורי כאן, צווי מסעקי של חובי. So then the second question is, but we, the Mechaber of the Tour and the Mechaber of the Eidon Paschal like Rav Elachone. The Rambam Paschal like Rav Elachone. But the Tour and Mechaber, they Paschal like Rav. So why is he Meikel here more than over there? So as far as the first Asoge, as far as the first Asoge of the, so in other words, so apparently the taz is, I mean, that true that according to Rav that it's killing, so then he can the base ashrite is Vileya Kidei Klipe. Beisa Shrite is Vileya Kidei Klipe. But that is only Shayach. In other words, we have to apply the Lomdes of the Balamoya and the Rav Amiri. Now, how does the Rav Amiri and the Balamoya, how do they reconcile the Din of Rav, the Kelet, and the Gemore in the second Machlekes? He looks at that, he will be saying, in other words, as we say, Saki Shalikhovim, so was used constantly, Bikvias and Varitya. So it has an abundance of Bria. Now, if it has an abundance of Hisea, so then, true, the Nechemita Shrite can be Mabria and can be Mafri, but it can only be Mafri a certain fraction. So when there is an abundance of Hisea and the Saki, so then, even the portion of it will be sufficient to give it time. Masha'in came by Takin Shofreifo, when there is very little Isa and the Sakin. And the Sakin, because it was only used once. So the Shamnunes is very little. And not if all the Be'en could be absorbed by the Bisashrita in Ochanami, it would be Oser, and then we would have to be Kaelin. But the Chimbis Ashrita is not Vesia Gomo. It can only be Bileya, a fraction of that Isa that is on the Saki. So a fraction of the little Isa then that is on the Saki is not sufficient to give it up. So that's why the Tour says, so you deal with Ashrita. So Mele, with that, we can answer both Asokes and the Kudis Akeset. The first Asoge is, he says, Yibchai Gavne de Asakim Miluchlar Bidam, Treif Eleke Plukte, and certainly according to Rav, that it can be Bileya, but even according to Rav, that it can be Bileya, the Kudis Akeset says, that if there is the end, so then, if it's Miluchlar Bishamunes Treifo, so even according to Rav Vachone, it can be Bileya. Certainly according to Rav, but the Taz will say, as Pshat in the Tour, that even according to Rav, it certainly can be Bileya, and according to Rav, it certainly can be Bileya, but it can only be Bileya a fraction of the Ether that comes in contact with the Beis HaShrite. And that fraction of the Ether that comes in contact with the Beis HaShrite is not sufficient to give it down, so that's why it's Mutter. But he has to be Madiyah the Beis HaShrite in order to remove the Be'en. As much as we can remove the Be'en, we have to remove the Be'en. But as far as the Bli is concerned, so only a minimum will be Nivla. And that minimum that will be Nivla, so cannot give it up. Masha'in came by Sakish and Yehovim. Then we don't say that we shouldn't be killing. Because over there, the fraction of, since there is an abundance of Bliye, of Iser and the Sakin, since there is an abundance of Iser and the Sakin, so even a fraction of it will be enough to give it up. So that's why he has to be killed. Alright. Vimrogil Lishchid Mechaber. Vimrogil Lishchid Beitreifes Todir, Tzorch Nietzsche Esaprohomim Bikarta Kosh. Alright. Now the task. Simen Yud. סיפאו חודש פירשו נשתמש בחמי אבל מכל מוקים כבר נשתמש בי בשום דבר אבל נסקרובים ואם כאן ניסה מה שבו לא הוא מצד משם שם נחובים שהוא מקלקל שבחייהו ימרס לגבר לודס ולחרישה ומה שכושר זה מניסו שבת so how is it that השיח את בשבת אם לא בניזורי even בניזורי where it's also בנויה so there is even less of a tikkun than here because here it's muta b'achile and there it's also b'achile and also b'anoye he's still considered a misaki why? Because he's made him in the east of Nachal so and here we say it's mikalkeil so kosakti b'simen reish chofale so as Teisva says in Chum because we got b'shabe so tikkun kol behu is enough ma she'inkein here so the tikkun in order to be considered ne'ene there has to be a substantial thing. Kosafti b'simen reish chofale, since he's late. V'ayim, shom ha'she kosafti sheish l'shmiya o'psak ha'mosho. V'yoso v'yishlevim m'shikenes. V'yimo so kem b'di evet, kosvatu b'shem rashbo, she'yir l'chano il yama melech, v'ayne kine ischa, sakir l'yishlevim, v'yoro sh'mati b'di evet, kim dikvo god lo ha'beimo, v'yin chaseiro, rak, להכשיר ולהכיר על די השחיתה, אף על פי שננהר במשחית על די עשר הנויה, ויוסף רחומים בנו עושו בדעבד, וכוסף מרשאו די יש ליפסיק יא רשבו. Now the Bach says that the psak of the Mechaber is like the Rosh, and the Shach is Chilin. And he says that from the Rosh of the Mechaber, and Simen Kufchof, it's Mashma, that the Mechaber also passes like the Rashbo. But the Bach says that the Mechaber and the Ramo passes like the Rosh. Here it doesn't discuss it all together. They are not indicted from the Rosh and Mechaber here. But the Shaila is how the Mechaber passes in Simen Kufchof. בקרקע קושי זהו שאינתיר סבא איזור אפילו יבסיימו די לא בכך לפי שאינכם בשחיתה המועד מפליט בלול בוי של סעקים עד כאן לשאלה so in other words so the reason is to why so this is how the Rashbo reconciled הלכס אפילו בצנן with רב דין אוף קהילי because Rav hold that it can be Nivra, but it cannot be Mafrit from something that is relatively hard like a Saki. I am a Shach Mishom of Azeh, but more can be Vued Lemar Nitzah Bikarka, or Bini Vasyeimo. Yish Lach Mekid Voro, Im Yudua Shehu Ben Yeimei, Ditzori Chagol, Ditzori Chagol, in other words, so Yesh Lachmik is Vorof and that's Mashma from the Ramo also, because the Ramo says Umkei Matchak She'en Lissakin Acheres Mutzal Lishchun Bei Kai Gavne. What do you mean Kai Gavne? Kai Gavne means without a Gavne, just by Nitze Bikara Kes upon him. So only Umkei Matchak, Roshaloi Mokei Matchak, so he cannot Lechatchile use it for Shchite Al Yidin Nitze Bikara Kes upon him. Why not? Because needs to be karke will only knock out the bed, but it will not extract the belie. And the more the chashite is, the chimbi sashchite can take out the belie. So shaloi be shesh. So came a track we are not chishes for the shite sa mordechai because the mordechai is the yochi, But shaloi be shat a track. So we are chishes even for the shite of the mordechai. מדיע בישה שחית קושי ואם שוחד בבלי שמאכשר מדיע בישה שחית so that's like חבר וחונה זה זה פסק הרמה קושי הובלעב וחי כל בוס או צורך הדוחת כי זה מריח so why does he tell us that he has to be מדיע because of the Isa that was transferred to the בישה שחית no even without any Isa being transferred to the surface of the Bishashvite. So he has to be Madiach. So he's Madiach anyway. He has to be Madiach because of the Nuriach. Tire, it's a Ran, he can't marry a few, it's Leo. So I mean, the Ran is the Tkashe against Rabbi Lachoni. So this is what the Ran gives the text. Tire, it's a Ran, he can't marry a few, it's Leo. Oy, Tire, it's Vishim Rabbi Yehne, the Mishum Dam, Sage, Vishif, Shuk, Bimai, Vichan, Mishum Isa, Sham, Nunes, צורך שיפשו גודל ביודיים הייתם. So in other words,
There are two kinds of adoches too. There are two kinds of adoches too. One adoche is a very superficial adoche, without troubling. And then there is adoche, adoche merube, that means with shifshu, with shifshu. So in other words, as far as the adoche that is kidding, salting is concerned, so they even adoche moetes is enough. Even adoche moetes is enough. But I mean, when we learn to chzmiche, so we discussed, I mean, but according to one shite, even hadoche muetes is enough. And then, but as far as this PM is concerned, so in order to remove it, it requires hadoche merube, of hadoche coupled with shifshu. All right. But even hadoche coupled with shifshu will not be enough to remove a grease that not only adheres to the surface of the kele, but is impregnated into the kele.
Die Osa Bissaki Schlakum, die Hufe Machli und Maschel und Schwach, only because it's Tomachari. So even after 24 hours, so it becomes the Schwach. But otherwise, it's this time with Gam. Maschmahola, Hufe Oyo Mutter. So here it should be Mutter anyway, because it's this time with Gam. And Stam Kaili, in of the game. Tio zu Rosh Vateis, es doch amair, wie du hast, es sagt mir ihm, wer hast Bokosa, wie schimt Rabbi Eine, die Oche Oseh, wie schimt sich hat sie sehr, Schubehen, aber sagt ihm, die Cholma, Schubehen, ein Nivgam, a Filo, wie kam und Jom, wo wie Kure Chalchaus ist, so why do we have to resort, why Kure Chalchaus ist, to the fact that it's the Chufe, is Mashver und Schwach, even without that. If there is a ban, the answer is, Rabbi Yehuda says, Kurech al-Khalsis, there is no ban in here. Kurech al-Khalsis, Irshas is a ban, Shishomayr b'lekeir m'chemveni, Ustam chemveni yesh b'lekeir m'kiv, Ve'in shom alach shash yis abalua, Ubeze mahali umeni b'yeimei. So, the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, the Rashbo mentions the name of Rabbi Yehuda, that the first lotion in Simen Kuv Gimel, in Taruvet, that as far as an addition on the surface of the Kele is concerned, so even after 24 hours, it still isn't Tad Mishvach. But then the Mechaber in Simen Kuv Gimel mentions another Shite, there's the Shite of the Ram, that we say it's Nesen Tad Mishvach, even in regard to an addition, to a shuman that is too ahead or different hakel, other than hakel. So that seems to be the shite of the Rosh, the shite of the Ram. I mean, so they are the Nisikeli mentioned in the name of the Ram, that this is that shite. So in other words, so Rabbi Yehine shite and the Raibi shite is that listen, we only say after 24 hours it is tamu gami gami balua, but not ligabe something that is tuach al deifenakli. And the shite of the Rami, and that seems to be the shite of the Rosh, that even something that is tuach al pnei akli al deifenakli, so we also say it is tamu gami. Uviprishe iksho, al rosh, di meitul kam bishumen shol asakim, mi ahi nisimen tzadik vo, bitzonu shechot chibi sakim, So from the Rosh, it's mashma that, what does the Rosh say? I mean the tour, the name of the Rosh. But then, so the Rashbo says, he mentions the name of the Rashbo, but this Rashbo is really not the Rashbo Solon Shite. That's the Rashbo mentioned the name of Rabbi Yehuda. And the Rashbo in Shveres Abayis is Migamgen Vidomo, he's not so sure. But this Rashbo that is in the Chidushi, and Chum Dafchez, so the Rashbo mentions it in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. Kosev Rashbo, that was Yedei Asheine B'Yehuda. So a quick leaf became Beis Ashrite. Vishuman HaNidvak B'Dei Kli Asak in Eini Nidgam. V'Nidvak B'Dei Beis Ashrite. V'Adeini Ovi Yoroz Zal Kosav, that he will be Stam Sheini Yedei Aimu B'Yehuda Nidvak. אין צורך לא יקליפה ולא יתוכן. ואם ידע שהוא בניה, אם יקרה לביס השחיתה. But סתם, he doesn't have to be killed. He doesn't have to be killed. Why? Why doesn't have to be killed? Because this makes me tell him גם. But סתם סאקים, אין שומן תונו תוח. So the שיטה of the Roshi, that even the שומן that is תוח, על פני הכלי, על דיפן הסאקים. So he also needs to tell him גם. So, Prishel de Kashi, so that is the sheet of the Rosh, but in Simen Tzadik Vov we say, in Simen Tzadik Vov we say, Bitzonim Shechot Chubisakim, so only Bitzonim Shechot Chubisakim, so only because of Idov Achari, only because of Idov Achari, but if not for Idov Achari, if we would say, it's in Tamil Gav, but Stam Sakin has human toad. So we say, Bitsonin, Mas, Simen Tzadik Vov. Tzonin, who still kesh echot chom bisan, bisakin shal bosar ben yeyne, oi sheyne mikunech, oso lo ochlom bicholov, at nidon ki machtach ki mikra smokin, shu keyu veyetzba, oi sheyne tamenu, ולויין ביתם בוסו, שעוז מוטה בדוחה. ויש אמרים דועדים לאלה בימי, והוא מקונח. בובי, בקוס דו בחרי, כסו ממילא, it is מש ואיסר לשווח. So, we have the קשה, the פרישה, the maker can be שומן של עסקים. So here the Rosh says, that when does he have to be Kelei? Only if we know that it's a B'yei-mei. But if it's Tam, and certainly if we know it's not a B'yei-mei, so even though it has a Shumen Tuach, so it has a, it doesn't has a, and over there it has a, it has a. So he says, so he gives a very strange answer to the priest, B'tirei, the Orche Meire B'Stam Kelim Shal Kusim, כשם שאמרים הם ביסטום אלה בימי, הוכן אמה אמרים הם ביסטום אלה מקונח יופי. אבל אוסו מיירה ביקוי ישראל, כשם שאמרים הם ביסטום אלה בימי, הוכן אמה אסטום אלה מקונח. So the preacher says something very strange. The preacher right here, it's really in the preacher, it's the same chadda. Oh, the שומן אני לבדי לעסקי. ועדיני עובר רוזל, עוז דלו, קוסן סתם, ומצורי חווי קליפה ועזרחי. משמד לך יש הראש לשומן עניין לביסקי. ביקושי גולי, כמה נשימן צדיק ווב, קוס אחתון נשכות לביסקי סובות עוד ולאוך ודחולות, ותאי משבול המשומן של עסקי. כמו שקוס פריס סתם צדיק ווב. So the question is, true, that סתם סקי has a שומן הדובו. But it's אלה ביימי. So ביקושי, אם כי משמע להדיה, דחי יש לשום העמיד בביסקי. ואין לאימא בשום העיר לביסקי שיהיה עם באישי נינוקי. תוסתום את קוטון, ויש לאימא עשו יקיף סטוטורותים, זה פרישה. דאוס אומה הייתה תאימא די כתרת על רייס, די כלמי חש לשום העמיד בק, ואין תיצונים דו בחרף. אם כך עושה לאוכלי בכל אופן. מה שאין כן הוכל, שאין כאן לחשש בשומן, הוא כך לחי יש הוכל. So he says over there it's Osea because it is Dovahari. So it's Dovahari, so it's Mashwa Yitzil Yishvach. Then he gives another parent. And this is the terrace that the Taz is mentioned. Voidish Lima, the Ochem, my Rabbi Saki, in Shalakum. Uchshem Shamrin Estam Keile Akum, in the Eimon, Amun Nam Estam Keileem, Becheska Shalim Kalim Kum, in the Kabdan Kiyusi. Aval Hosom, my Rabbi Saki, in Shal Yisroel. Uchshem Shamrin Estam Keile Yisroel, Me Eimon, Amrin Nam Mistome, Shumen Nidbar Kohen. So Mistome Shumen Mitzvah Behem. This is what he said. So in other words, so according to the Rishe, there is a difference. There is a difference between a Kelim Shel Akum and a Kelim Shel Yisrael. So you only say regarding Kelim Shel Akum, we say that Stam Kelim is so in the Neimon. But Kelim Shel Yisrael could be a Neimon. Could be a Neimon. In other words, that means that the Jews, according to the Prishe, so Jews are more accustomed to eat more often than Goyim. So in other words, so regarding Goyim, we say Stam Kele is in the beginning. It wasn't used, but Jews use the Kelim constantly. So we don't say Stam Kele in the beginning. It's a very strange. So he says. ותיר זוכר מהר מסמתים משול עקב, כי שם שם מסתום נהיים אחד, מסתום מסתום מכון החיוב. אבל לא סמייר בכל ישראל, כי שם שם מסתום מסתום מאב ויהיים אחד, נעם מסתום מכון החיוב. ולא ידוק, כי בסמי כופכם בייס, ידעו את פוסק להגיע לכם בישראל, אמרו לנו מסתום מהם. יצנע דווקא, כאילו שלא יתחום. בצורך לבואי הביטור, שהיא מחליק את הראש והרש בו במה יפליד. ולא מול לרחוש הראש גם כן ניסה בהן של עסקי. ולא מול ניס לליקולה. Bisofi is of the rice. So now it's according to the Prishe, the Rosh Hite is that, first of all, the Prishe says two things. Two chidushim, the Prishe says. Two strange chidushim. No, number one, that Stam Kelim Minam Yemen will only apply to a killer of the goy, not to a killer of Israel, because he's Jews use the Kelim more often than Goyim. So on the contrary. So in regard to Stam Kelim of the Jew, we have to be Cheshesh, maybe it is a bit. That's strange. And then he also says the Prisha Shita is that the Rosh is not Chelik and the Rajbo in regard to the fact that Ishamunes that is Nidvak to the Deifen of the Kelim. So is Nathan Tav Mishvach even after 24 hours. So this is how he explains the Simen Tzadivot. So he's, but this is not so. V'tzorach levoya v'tur she'ed v'machlik es ha'rosh v'rash bo, v'maykli. Now the Taz Shita is that there is a machlik es between the Rash bo in the Chidushi Arash. And the Rosh, in other words, that the Rosh, that the Rashba Shita is, I mean, the Rashba mentioned the Shita of Ramiyele, that we only say after 24 hours, it's basically time with Dam, regarding Boluah, but not regarding Shamunes, that is Nidva. And the Rosh Shita is, that even regarding Shamunes. But the Taz mentions that the Rashba in Shmeres Abayis himself makes that distinction. So in other words, the Rashba in Shmeres Abayis will not be in harmony with the Rashba in the Chiddush. Now let's see. Mitzorach levoya here. Bitur shehei b'machlekes ha'rosh v'Rashba ma'ifnei. V'lomo l'chosh l'rash gam kin l'isa v'en shel asakim. V'lomo l'isa l'likule b'sofi kisa d'rais. V'eile ima b'sfir lo yafim b'isa v'en. Ave tam l'vgam d'ibazeh hakol meidim kin imucha. B'cham d'uchte d'maishnim l'chvi chasis. U'motzosi b'sif ha'mishmeret ha'bayis. Shekosa b'zeh l'shemeh. V'atirus hazeh sh'atam. משום שמונס בינו עסקתי, אני מגמגם לי קצת, because the raw in Berek Abayis mentions the same shita that the Rashba in Chidushim mentions in the name of Rabbi Yehi, that we only say, Neis in Tavu is Gam, Ligabi Golua, but not Ligabi Shumen Hatuach, Al Pnei Hakli. And the Rashba in Mishmeres Abayis says, and that Berek Abayis premise that I'm in the Gambia. But here it says, שהטעם משום שאמנון הסביין לעסקים, אני מגמגם לי קצת. בדובר הניקה לעין, התיחה שאמנונס מועטס שעל דפני עסקים, אפילו לשייתו נרגמו קצת, וכל שני כשני בימי, ואם מבין ראי מכתיחה של בוסו ושל שומן המרובה, ואימרת בפני עצמו, לתיחה בלבד, of course the Rashbo in Mishmer HaSabayis is made it, and the Ram probably will also be made it. Suppose you have little crumbs of ether in the Kehle for 24 hours. So then even the Ram will be made it, that it doesn't become Nisim Tam Lugam after 24 hours, because what difference does it make? Whether it's a big Chatiche that stays for 24 hours, or it's a tiny little Chatiche. So when the Ram says that even regarding the end, we say after 24 hours, it makes Tam Lugam, he has reference to a Bien that is similar to a Gola, except that it adheres to the Deifen of the Kehle. So there he says, that has the same status as a Gola. Mashaikin, if it's not, if it doesn't adhere, it just is placed in the Kehle, little crumbs that stayed in the Kehle for more than 24 hours, so that is not the time problem, only the thing that is, that adheres to the Kehle is Nisim Tam Lugam. This is what the Rashbo Mishmer HaSabayis said. So in other words, he is Ligamding in the Shita of the Ro, which is the same Shita that the Rashbo mentioned in the Chedushim in the name of Rav Neyeh. He said, V'kol Shem Kishene Beyemi, V'im Yivin Rai Mechtir Shal Bosa V'shal Shuman Ham Rubo, V'im Eret Bifnei Atzma. So he emphasizes the fact that he met it with the Atzma. It doesn't appear. In other words, it is placed there. So he met it with the Atzma. Litiche Bilbad, Ve'eich al the Abarzo Mekabel Estam V'nivkimo, V'anisoye Mei al Zeh, Ad Kam Shene, V'nira Shechein Svira Lekam V'ateis Et V'Rosh Bosek. In other words, that the Rosh Ite, because the Prishe assumes that the Rosh is made it to the right to Rabbi Yehine Shite, to the Shite that the Rashbo mentions the name of Rabbi Yehine Chidushim, that any Shamnunes that is Nidvekes, so is next Tam Mishpach even after 24 hours. But V'nireh Shechein Svirlei Gam La'ateitzves V'orosh Bazeh, Al Kocho Hitzrich Otir Tzach, V'tzorich Lohovin Das HaRashbo V'orosh Bazeh, the Rashbo Svirlei דיביס השחיתה מקרה ריטח וחצת והיינה שיוך לקבל עסקים דיביס השחיתה שמנונס ודם וכל דבר אלו שאין לרסי הגומו ואין שיאפנית הבלוע ביסקים לביס השחיתה דיקבלו למסקים לדובר קל יסיע מייפלית ממנו. I mean, that's the Rashbo Shita, that something that is kosher like isakim can be belaya through the chilvus hashchite, but it cannot be pale. Mishmochim shochad misakim shvakum minchsha sheyafli liteichasimon mabluah misakim shinkeil misashchite la'atiyah kolkach elo sheyishcha shlima sheyishbiyeh no asakim minu yisa shachotach kvo boze mahanen liyitze bikarka. So in other words, so according to the mandoma that yilches after b'tzeinen, so chilvus hashchite he can still hold that like Rav that Kehle, because can be mavliya, but it cannot be mafnit from the Saki. So since it cannot be mafnit, so mele if you are a huge form in the karke, so as far as the Bein is the dish is concerned, that he was knocked out to the Nitzavi Karke, and as far as the Balua that is in the interior of the Sakin, we are not worried, the Chibis HaShchitim will not extract from the interior of the, or even from the clipper of the Sakin. Val Kocho Kore Rashbo Riteyach Tzatz Uvitri Shehu Prishay V'Rosh Riteyach Tzatz Shal Kocho Mavli HaSakin Mibis HaShchitik Tzatz Umitir Kach Nichnat Lipil Purim ולאוי לפון אוף סייב את תירס הבייס אור שכוס הבהדיק ושזכרתי שהיא מבליע כלל ניסה כלי סיפוני ומה שכוס הבאתו בסימן קופי L'arashbo, chindita shchite mavni, pirushe. Now, the Torah in Simen Kufei, what we learned in Gemara in Chum. So, we mention the Torah in Simen Kufei. So, the Torah in Simen Kufei says, because of Arashbo, yeshem l'shem mavni t'alachim sholkli rishn, shu mivashim. אבל פלישני וכן יירו שהוא כפלישני אין מפריד ולא יירה שהרחים שם יש השחית וכן הלב הקסולים וחום חלב הקסול וחום חלב הקסולים וחום חלב הקסולים מפריד שהם פרוסים מכלישני so he says שהרחים שם יש השחית מפריד so the priest assumed that the pshat in this Rashbo is that it's mafrit even from something hard. That it is mafrit even from something hard. So he says, no, it doesn't mean that it is mafrit from something hard. It can only be mafrit from something soft, from an eichel. But from something hard, chen b'sashrit it can have him up. He says, ומאשי קוסבתו בסימן קופי לרשבו חי ביסספית מפני פירושי חצת שזכם דהיינו מייסאו יסאקי so in other words it can be מפני from an echo into and be מבליה into something hard but it cannot be מפני from something hard it cannot extract from something hard that is so יסאקי אבל לא יסאקי לסימוני ובפרישה להירגיש בכלל ונראה ברור, וגם הראש החליק על הרשבו, הוא מקריב בימי, גם הוא סביר לידי ביס השחית בלויה, מבולו הביסקים, אלו את בלויה ממשהו בעין על כל הסקים, כל שהוא בימי, כמו שקוסר, הוא משמוך המייל שיופן מי, משמוך המייל שיפה, שיפה הוא ניצל לסקים, כדי סבן ואביזור השבי התאיסים, פריקם, יחור, דינים תאימה שמבליה בלויה, מה יוניצה למה שבלוע, אלא על כוח כבר נשס. וכבר הסביר לידי כהחשש משום משהו בין הסעקים, אלא לראש גם בזה צורך שיהיה בימי, ולרשבו אין צורך בזה בימי, כן נראה לבור החיים. So what the Tass says is very reasonable. The Tass says that both the Rashbo and the Rashbo, both the Rashbo, in the Chidushi, and the Rosh agree that Chaim B'Sashchite can only be Mavriya, and it can be Mavriit from something soft, but it cannot be Mavriit from something hard like Ikeile. According to Mandoma who says that Saki Shal Trefo is Bitzeinet. But the Machleik is between the Rashbo and the Rosh, between the Rashbo and the Chidushim. And the Rosh is in regard to the question or as to whether something that is Tuach al Pnei HaKele and it stayed there, it was in the form of an addition for more than 24 hours. So according to the Rashbo in the name of Rav Eliyahu, it is not Nisan Tamud Dam. According to the Rosh, it is Nisan Tamud Dam. But the Rosh is also made with the Rashbo. That we paskin that Chaim B'Sashchite cannot be mafrit from something that is relatively hard and tough, like Yisaki, like Ikele. That's why the Rosh agrees with the Rashbo that if you have Yisaki Shalim Chovim and you banged it 10 times against the hard karka, so then you can use it for Shchite. Why? Because as far as the grease is concerned, so the banging 10 times knocked it out. And as far as the balua is concerned, the chimbis ashrite will never be extracted. The chimbis ashrite will never extract it. Who is chilek and who holds that the chimbis ashrite can even be mafrit from something that is hard? That is the Mordechai. But the Rosh doesn't agree with the Mordechai. This is what he said. Who was a mituret, mashe, machin, אמר יהיבי, הטור סתם דאס רשבו דמהני שיפה הוא נמצא, כי הוא לא ראש למהני, מה שכוזב פניך. So this is what the Taz is saying, that the Rashbo in the Chidushin
is chelik and the rosh in regard to the question as to whether something that is dovuk to the sakin, whether after 24 hours is placed tam le dam or lishvach. So the rosh it is placed tam le dam. The Rashbo in Chedushim is that is placed in tam lishvach. But the Rashbo in Mishperes Abayis is migamgin b'dovo. He has his sofik. Maybe it's like the rosh. Maybe it's like the ram. Mutar lishrebei kaigav peyushim shipo mashchezes v'no atzibikar koshi. V'nira the Rambo lemayre kano v'stam sakin. אבל בידוע שמיהי מי, הוא יעסק עם אחד תחילה. אנחנו שכנת משומר בשם המורדכי, וחימוסיק מריחו מזל. אבל מנס ליקלי. אי, מה שכתבתי על זה, בסי מצדיק א', סיב דל, מלוק זקי ששוחד בקשירו, אף על פי שמלוק לה בדם, ביר ביטר סבי סורוך, דיבייס השחיתה כריסייח לינזה דבלי אגב דוח כדי סכינה, אפילו מלוק לה בדם. וזה לא יקרה ש... because Rashi Shita is that Beis HaShchita is incapable of being mavliya into something that is hard. The Rashba Shita is that it is capable of being mavliya into something that is hard, but it is not capable of being mavlit from something that is hard. That is the Machlek is between Rashbo and Rashi, according to Rashi. So, Chemis HaShchite cannot even be Mavliya into a substance, into a Kele. According to the Rashbo, it can be Mavliya into a Kele, but it cannot be Mavlit into from a Kele. Ulike Rashi, V'rayosim yod isakin shochet mosmat reseyach, V'atam shemikol lo Chemis HaShchite riteyach tzas, U'mavliya dam bisakin, אלא דאפילו הוכה מוטל לשרד בי משום so what's the raya against Rashi? The raya against the Rashbo has against Rashi is the raya that the Rashbo has against Rashi is the Gemara Daf Kuf Yudale Rav Nachman's memory the tzakin shel shrite so also achta v'viseyach and according to the Rashbo's Pshat, and the Pshat of Moses Rishenim, it means Oslach Tavariseach, even if we rinse it in cold water. It's still Oslach Tavariseach. Why? Because the Sakin Shol Shchite, Fudechem Visa Shchite, absorbed dam. Then when you use it on something Riseach, so it will be mafli the dam, and it will be reabsorbed by the Tavariseach. But how does Rashi do it? How does Rashi dispose of this theory? So the Ram says, that Rashi explains, Sakish al Shritos Lachno Riseach, if he didn't rinse it in cold water. But if he rinsed it in cold water, it's Mutal Lachno Riseach. Vatam shemikom visa shrit riseach tzat, umav li edam visakel loch, mutal shrit bo mishnai di tchil simonim, li edam li balik, is a big mor. Mutal li shrit bei pam acheres. Mashma bli shum adoch. Oy kenuach. V'chim osik mashal. So in other words, if you use the sakin shecht in one behemoth, so without rinsing it in cold water, without wiping it with a rag, you can use the same sakin with all the blood and the sakin, you can use it in shechting a second behemoth. התירנם מכל איסר ונחי, ולבו יעגול ולסעקים, אף למשוח הצירו, ושנה אם אסקבו לסעקים, וכי חיימו, when it becomes warm, ואם אס חיימו בגבר השחיתה, היש חייתה אין שמי ונחי, שמע מלשינה יתה ומשום שם, אבל לא בסעי, אבל אם ניסה משום בלו אלו, משום שם בין על הסעקים, ועדה איסר אף כדי גמר השחיתה, דון צורכים ומוזה. So, the Taz mentions a certain kashia. It's a very, it's a very profound kasha, he says. The Gemara has the kasha. According to Mandomar, the Sakin Shal Treifo requires a gole. Why? Because the Sakin Shal Treifo, so when it was used on the Treifo, it absorbed shamanes of Treifo. Then when it's used on a Ksheiro, without a gole, so it will be Niflat. So the shamanes of Treifo will be Niflat. And it will be absorbed by the Ksheiro. So that's why he requires Hagole
Bechamim in order to extract the Shamunis of Treifo, so let him require Hagole. Every time you shecht a behemo after the same sakin was used on another behemo. So when the sakin was used on the first behemo, so it was Belea Shamunis of Evam Nachai. Then, when if he is not magalet before he uses it another behemo, so that shamunes of the Evam Nachai will be niflat from the sakin and will be absorbed by the chimbis hashchit. So that's the Gemara's kashya. So the Gemara gives the teretz. No, it couldn't absorb Evam Nachai because it can only absorb when it's hot. When is it hot? At the Gmar Bisashchite. At the Gmar Bisashchite, it's not even Nachai. It's not even Nachai. So in other words, so why couldn't it absorb? So it couldn't absorb before the Gmar Shchite. But at Gmar Shchite, it is already sufficiently hot, sufficiently warm. And as far as the behen of the particles of the even Nachai is concerned, so even before the Gmar Shchite, particles, when a sheichet uses a sakin on the beis hashvite, on the tzavar ha-behimo, so particles